Hi. You know, one of the things that I'm starting to realize more and more is that I understand less and less about more and more. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, for example, I don't know why when I speak into this microphone, it doesn't seem to matter which volume I speak at. The levels in Boss Jock Studio seem to say, hey, you're right on the edge of overpowering this microphone. No matter what level I set it at, there must be some sort of setting thing that I don't understand. There must be some sort of words in the instruction manual that I don't understand, along with probably half the words or more in the English language. Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe it's not that bad. I'm a little down on myself right now. I wouldn't say I'm down on myself. I'm just frustrated. I am so, so very frustrated. And first of all, hi, welcome to Slug Daily. What is today? I don't even know what day it is today. And I'm assuming it's probably January. It's the 15th? Yeah. I haven't talked in a while, I guess. I didn't even know if... Have I released something since the new year? I think I have. So, I think a few episodes back, I talked about how one of the things that I've been doing is this project in our living room of getting new furniture and wanting to make... you know, make it as sort of comfortable and fashionable, slick as I can. You know, we got this new furniture. I think I told you that I've hung the television on a wall on this great swing arm. And I think a lot of it has caused a bit of stress with my wife in terms of me getting new technology like the Roku. And then now we've got this stupid cable box from Rogers, because apparently their cable digital signal does not, you know, work or play nice with the digital tuner in my TV that apparently, even though it's a digital tuner in the TV, their digital signal does not work with regular TVs, blah, blah, blah. Long and the short of it is, I have another remote, I have another box attached to the television, and I have another 15 to 20 minute conversation that I have to have with my wife every time she wants to turn on the fucking TV. Sorry for my swearing, but I'm kind of in that mood right now. So if you're young and you're offended, or if you're old and you're offended by my swearing, I apologize right now. Or if you're any age and you're offended by my swearing, I apologize. But I'm a little pissed off. So that's one of the things that has pissed me off. And then there's another thing that's pissed me off. So as I said, I put this television on a swing arm. And of course, every TV that we have, every piece of technology that we have, is never fully and completely on its own. It needs to connect to the wall to get power. It needs to connect to some other device in order to get information. So whether that be the Roku, whether it be the cable box, the VCR. Do we still have VCRs? No. Whether it's to the DVD player, I still don't have that hooked in. I haven't actually watched a DVD at home since we've moved in. So that's in the basement. We don't watch DVDs. We don't have a Blu-ray player. So really all I'm connecting is cable or the antenna and the power and the Roku box. So there's really only like three cables that I want to kind of deal with. Of course, none of them are the right length. When I mounted the TV to the wall, the power cable for the television was not the right length. I couldn't reach a socket or anything like that. So I went online to see if I could get a longer power cable for it. Of course, you cannot. I had to order one that is not specifically made for the television. I ordered a 10-foot one. I found out somewhere after that really I needed something in the area of a 12-foot. I did the same with HDMI cables and all this other crap. Now, I've come up with a solution that was okay. I just basically said, well, we'll screw it. If I can't make the cable that runs from the TV longer, why don't I just move where the socket is, really, in a way? And how do you do that? Well, you do use an extension cord. So I have an extension cord running from our plug, and it's a nice white extension cord, and it goes up to the back of the TV, and it's actually, I mounted it to the back of the TV. So now I can plug everything in there, and I've actually mounted the Roku, which is a very small device, directly to the back of the TV as well. And so I don't need a long HDMI cable. I don't need any of that stuff. All I need is the extension cord that's running to the back of the TV, and I need the cable, the coaxial cable that links to the cable box to make it to the TV. So really all I'm trying to hide, more or less right now, is two cables, two cords. But then I thought, well, this is kind of a backwards way of doing it. What I should do is do it proper and have everything all run through the wall. So I got these, they're plates that have like a hopper kind of shape in them, and they go into the wall. You cut a hole in the drywall, just like you're cutting a plug or something like that. And, you run the cables through the wall. You set one above the other, and you can, feed the cable through, and voila, in and out quick, nobody gets hurt. All you got to do is cut two holes in the wall. All you got to do is mount these things on. Well, I can cut holes in the wall. I can measure. I think you can see where this is going. So here I am, standing in my living room. I have two wonderful holes cut in my wall. I have two mounting plates for these. What are these things even called? I'll give you I think they're called cable, low voltage cable plates. What's this thing called? Two gang recessed low voltage cable plates. And I think they call them hopper style. All right, so maybe I'll take a picture of them so you can see them. I don't know, doesn't matter. You really don't care, do you? I'm just here to vent. So I ordered these things from Amazon because you can't find them anywhere else. But of course, they don't come with the backing plate that you need to do. So I went to Home Depot, had to find those backing plates that I could mount these things to. They had them. They're in a lovely, lovely orange color. Came home, cut one hole. That, of course, did not go exactly, couldn't go exactly where I wanted it, because there is a cold air return in the way. And at the top of the framing for the cold air return, there is a pair of 2x6s, 2x4s on end in the way, which should have been a little bit of a sign to me in the first place, being that I'm supposed architect guy, and I probably should have thought of this too at some point, that the wall that I'm putting these into, the wall that I'm putting these plates into is a structural wall. And not only do you run nice, sturdy structure there, but you also have to run cross bracing. And so I have a big hole in the wall up at around eye level where the cables from the TV are supposed to go in. And I have a big hole on the wall directly underneath it at about bench level, because we have a bench that's going in front of it. That, though it's not in the ideal spot, it'll do, right? It'll be okay. We're not going to totally hide the cables. We're going to see them a little bit. At this point, I'm okay with that. Well, as I said, it's a structural wall. You need cross bracing sometimes in there. And the first thing I found when I opened up the wall was that it's filled with garbage. Whoever constructed it just decided to leave a bunch of drywall and corner bead in the wall. So that was shocking. As I'm cutting a hole in the wall, I hear metal on the little drywall saw that I have as I'm cutting through the wall. I hear, and it's like, oh, shit. Did I just cut through like a gas, pipe or some plumbing that I was unaware was running through the wall or through some electrical? So panicking a bit, I then kind of stopped for a moment and figured out a way to make the hole big enough that I could maybe just sort of peek in, use a flashlight and see what it was exactly that I was hitting, and I could see eventually that it was corner bead. Yeah, there's about like, I don't know, 12 linear feet in there in various sizes, as well as some drywall, which is always nice to have there. But there is a cross brace 15 inches below the upper one, the upper hole that I've made, and somewhere in the area of 25 inches above the lower one, which kind of keeps me from being able to chase any of my cables from one to the other. So now I have two absolutely useless holes in the wall with a big plate on it that is useless. And I have to figure out how I'm now going to get through this cross brace. And I'm left with a couple options. I could maybe go get like a really long, boring drill bit, I guess, a nice thick, wide drill bit from the Home Depot and try to drill a hole through that. Then when it comes time for me to fish cables through, I'm limited in the size that I can do. So then why do I have such large gang plates? Because then I just can't, and I have to do all this fishing work. The other option is I cut another hole in the drywall and remove that and, make a bigger hole in this cross brace. Or I just take everything out and patch these two holes that I've created in the wall. And just call it quits and say, well, screw it. Sorry, honey. These cables are visible. So I took the opportunity where I have to make this decision to stop for a moment. Swear. Run around. Maybe break a few things. Clean up a bit, actually. Because there was drywall dust on the floor. And, I don't know, sit down and talk to you and try to figure out what the hell I should do now. I don't know what it is. You know, at least the one thing that I tried to do today turned out right. And that was, I needed to make another hole in the floor, that would locate, where we have I have two sets of cable running up into the living room here. One is for cable TV from Rogers, and the other one is from the antenna that is eventually going to be mounted in the attic, which is currently now sitting on a tripod in my office. But that's for the over-the-air television, and I have a switch that all goes to, and I can switch between. And once I actually get off my duff and decide that cable is no longer needed, that is something that'll get canceled, and I won't need one of those cables, but anyway. I have now a hole in the floor that's in the right spot, and I was actually able to run that cable back through and hook it in properly, and that all works. But now I'm stuck with two big holes in the wall and no solution yet. But it seems to be the way that most, I guess, home renovation improvement projects run. And, you know, I really should have thought in the first place when I did that big hole on the bottom, or went even before I cut that hole, I should have at least tried to fish down or up to make sure that there was a clean run. Because the other thing that I found was that actually during part of that run, there's a power socket on the other side of the wall in the kitchen. But I have to also be aware of that. There is some electricity running to that. So, so I think I'm left at project incomplete. One less thing that I can check off the wall. And it's actually instead made probably two or three more things that I have to put onto the to-do list. one step forward, two steps back, I suppose. Anyway, it is kind of funny, in a way. My pain is your pleasure. You're welcome from the. You're welcome for the Schadenfreude or whatever it's called. And this has been Doug for Slug Daily, talking way too much about my problems. Take it easy. I'll see you next time. Cheers. Okay. What the hell am I gonna do? Oh, man.